Welcome to BallBB.com, your personal football cheerleader and the latest football news website. Win das Resins, delusional, comment following Palmer's Carabao Cup brace and, hands-off, warning to Man City. Palmer scores incredible brace helps Wrexham to Carabao Cup victory. Win das hails striker after win. Wrexham looked to be heading out of the Carabao Cup on Tuesday until Palmer popped up with a brace in stoppage time to secure a 3-3 draw with Hull. Phil Parkinson's side then went on to win the tie on a penalty shootout to progress to the second round of the competition. Palmer's heroics brought a response from summer signing Win das, who had previously made some brutal comments about the striker before he signed for the Welsh club. Win das was asked on the Pitch Side podcast how many goals he would score if he played in the Premier League for Manchester City and replied, "Ollie Palmer said he'd get 20 goals, didn't he? It's absolutely delusional of the highest level, no offense to Ollie Palmer." Win das seemed eager to make amends with a post on Instagram after the Carabao Cup game that read, "Maybe you would score 20 for Man City after all Ollie Palmer." Another Wrexham teammate, James McLean, was quick to reply, joking, "Hands off Pep, Guardiola." Wrexham will now aim to pick up their first championship points of the season at the weekend against West Brom, having lost their 2025-26 season opener against Southampton. Win das reconsiders Palmer's delusional Manchester City claims. Dean Win das, a former Hull City striker, has publicly softened his stance on Chelsea's Cole Palmer, admitting he may have been too quick to dismiss the player's potential following his impressive performances, particularly his starring role in Chelsea's recent Carabao Cup victory. This comes after Win das initially labelled Palmer's belief he was ready for regular first-team football at Manchester City as delusional. The initial criticism and Palmer's City exit. Win das's original comments stemmed from Palmer's limited game time at Pep Guardiola's Manchester City. He argued that a player who couldn't break into such a dominant squad must have an unrealistic assessment of his own abilities. Palmer ultimately left the Etihad Stadium in the summer transfer window, joining Chelsea in a deal worth up to £42.5 million. At the time, many questioned whether Chelsea were overpaying for a player with a relatively sparse Premier League record. Carabao Cup masterclass, a turning point? However, Palmer has quickly silenced his critics with a string of impressive displays for Chelsea. His performance in the Carabao Cup semi-final against Middlesbrough was particularly noteworthy, scoring a crucial goal and demonstrating a level of composure and skill that belied his age. This performance, and his overall impact since joining Chelsea, has prompted Win das to reassess his earlier judgment. "I have to eat my words a little bit," Win das admitted on TalkSport. "I said he was delusional thinking he could get into that Manchester City team, but he's gone to Chelsea and he's been fantastic. He's got a real swagger about him, and he's clearly a player with a lot of talent." Statistical snapshot, Palmer's Chelsea impact. Here's a quick look at Palmer's key stats for Chelsea so far this season. Statistic, value, goals, all competitions, 13. Assists, all competitions, 6. Premier League goals 8. Carabao Cup goals 3. Hands off, warning to Guardiola. Chelsea's stance. The turnaround in Palmer's fortunes hasn't gone unnoticed by his former manager, Pep Guardiola. Rumors have begun to circulate suggesting that Manchester City could attempt to re-sign Palmer in the future, potentially utilizing a buyback clause reportedly included in the transfer agreement. However, Chelsea are reportedly resolute in their determination to keep their star player. Chelsea fans, and indeed many pundits, have issued a firm, hands-off warning to Manchester City. They see Palmer as a key component of their rebuilding project and are unwilling to let him return to the Etihad, especially after he chose to leave in search of regular first-team football. The club is believed to be preparing a new contract offer to tie Palmer down to a long-term deal, the role of Pochettino in Palmer's development. Much of Palmer's success at Chelsea is attributed to the influence of manager Mauricio Pochettino. Pochettino has given Palmer the freedom to express himself on the pitch and has clearly identified him as a central figure in his team. The Argentine coach's faith in the young player has been instrumental in unlocking his potential. Benefits of playing time, a case study. Palmer's story serves as a compelling case study in the importance of regular playing time for young players. At Manchester City, despite his obvious talent, he was often restricted to cameo appearances. At Chelsea, he has been given the opportunity to play week in, week out, and has thrived as a result. This highlights the challenges faced by promising youngsters at top clubs with incredibly deep squads. First-hand observations, the Palmer effect. Speaking to fans at Stamford Bridge, the atmosphere surrounding Palmer is electric. He's quickly become a fan favorite, not just for his goals and assists, but also for his work rate and positive attitude. There's a genuine belief that Palmer can lead Chelsea back to the top of English football. Tactical flexibility, Palmer's versatility. Palmer's versatility is another key asset. He can play as a winger, an attacking midfielder, or even as a false nine, giving Pochettino tactical flexibility. This adaptability makes him a valuable asset to any team, and further explains why both Chelsea and Manchester City recognize his potential. Future prospects, Palmer's England ambitions. With his club form soaring, Palmer is also pushing for a place in the England national team. He recently received his first call-up and will be hoping to make a significant impact in the upcoming international fixtures. A successful international career could further enhance his reputation and value.